hey, tugging at your heartstrings. Oh, when the crowd goes wild. What a cool rendition of a tune from a legendary South African musical. That was Lonely Girl from the original West End cast recording of Gut and the Kings. And if you are unfamiliar with the legendary production, well, the show has got a storied history. It was awarded the prestigious Laurence Olivier Award for Best New Musical on London's West End. It was nominated for a Tony Award for Best New Musical during its run on Broadway. It's a truly South African story, but it's kind of traveled the world, taken the world by storm. It's based on actual events, told through the eyes of Gut Diamond, who started a vocal harmony group with his three best friends in District 6 during the 1950s, and the story follows these teens through their trials and tribulations as they become a well-known performing act touring South Africa. This incredible tale, brought to life originally by David Kramer and Tully Peterson, has now been turned into an absolutely gobsmacking production being put on by Kearsney College, and it's the first time. It's never been produced by a school or an amateur theatre company. This is really groundbreaking stuff, and as we get ready for opening night on Monday the 8th of May, on the line with me from Kearsney College, I've got musical director Bernard Kruger for a special Tuesday morning interview to tell you about how things are shaping up and the story behind this incredible school production. Bernard, are you there? Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mike, and good morning to all the listeners.
Oh, it's so cool to have you on the line, fresh on a Tuesday morning. And thanks for making time to connect with us, Bernard. I know that obviously you're a busy man right now with with just a couple of days to go before the curtain lifts on this first time ever that a school has put on this legendary production, Gut and the Kings. And that's got to be both incredibly exciting, but also somewhat daunting. What made you decide to tackle this local musical production?
I was a young schoolboy myself here in Durban when I saw a production of the show, and that was in the end of the 1990s. And I remember that it was one of the greatest shows that I've seen that I can remember. It was toe-tapping. The audience were on their feet. They were dancing. They were singing. And I'll never forget the experience. And when I was in the process of finding a new show for us to produce this year, I wanted to do something that was not the mold. There are so many productions by schools this year of all the standard West End and Broadway shows. So we've had fantastic productions by many schools.
Yeah.
But we wanted to do something that's a little bit different and a little bit off the wall, and at the same time also groundbreaking. And so I contacted David Kramer, and he told me that that the show has never been performed by a school before, and that obviously didn't put me off. It also opened up a whole new train of thought in his mind, because the show is not really suited to schools' performances. It's a small cast with a live band, and it's very technically demanding, so there's lots of illusions and magic tricks in the show that keep happening. And so from a producing point of view and from a directing point of view, it's really hard, because the few actors on stage need to be there throughout the show. So basically for 2 hours, the six cast members are on the stage and they have to carry the whole thing. So you need really good singers and really good actors.
And luckily you've got the talent, the cast of young actors from Kearsney College.
We are so fortunate.
And I believe that assisting your young actors from Kearsney College, you've got the assistance of Westville Girls High as well, and an astounding crop of young talent that you've got forming your cast.
Yes, that's one of the other prerequisites for us, is that we need to find a show that features boys predominantly, because we are an all boys school. But obviously, it's very hard to find a show that only has boys in the cast. So we're very happy that we found our Lucy. She's from Westville Girls High, and she's a fantastic young actress and a fantastic singer. And so I think she's going to add so much to the ensemble cast here.
amazing. And look, it's obviously an incredible team effort, as any production has to be, and directed and choreographed by Daisy Spencer, who's a real legend in Durban's entertainment industry, with music direction by yourself, Bernard Kruger, and under the banner of Culture at Kersney, this is a real showpiece for Kersney's sort of boundary-pushing, progressive approach to culture. As you say, it's a first for a school production or an amateur theatre company, for that matter, and really, really exciting. I mean, at first I thought, you know, why? Why hasn't this been tackled? But you've explained it perfectly. I mean, it's not an easy show to pull off, but you've got the technical ability, you've got the talent, and you've got an incredible book of songs to play with you, and the blessing and cooperation of the original creator of the show, David Cramer. Has he been as excited as you now, seeing how things have been progressing as we lead up to opening night?
He has been phenomenal. We flew him up here to come and meet with the cast and meet with the creative team behind the show, and he gave us so much insight into the production. At the same time, he's helping and assisting us with some of the original props and original costumes, and we're shipping those in from Cape Town. It's all, as you know, in the last final week, things are happening in the last final week, so we're waiting for things to arrive from Cape Town.
Wow.
But we've really gone all out to ensure that this is a credible production of the original show.
Amazing. And so have you kept the running order in terms of the music and the songs intact as it originally was performed on the big stages? Or have you had to trim or adapt and slightly tweak things for running time?
We've been very true to the show. David Cramer himself has actually reworked the script 3 or 4 times over the course of the last 20 years. And so the version that we are performing now is his latest version of the show. This is the version that he wants to perform. And he actually told me that this run of ours and this production has inspired him to produce the show in Cape Town in September this year. And he's going to be doing that with his professional company. And so I'm so happy that we've kind of lit a fire that even inspired him.
That is absolutely amazing and so incredible, the way things work and how you can connect the dots looking backwards now. And obviously we are just days away now from for opening night, show night on Monday the 8th of May. The show runs until Friday the 12th of May. Tickets are available right now online via quicket.co.za from just 60 rand. And for a night of entertainment on this caliber, of this level, that's an absolute steal. And being put on at Kersney College, your own venue, has it had to be tweaked and adapted to accommodate this particular staging?
Absolutely, yeah. We've brought in raked seating into the school, because it is a school hall, but we're transforming the school hall into a theater. I think the audiences won't feel like they're sitting in a school hall at all. We've got raised seats towards the back so that everyone has a clear view. And we've spared no expense with the set and with everything that is being added to make the show glitzy and glamorous. And really, there are 35 musical numbers in the show. It's one of those shows where the music just rolls, and it's all rock and roll and pop songs. And most of the songs are actually based on original famous songs from the 1950s and 60s. You will recognize things like La Bamba, and you'll recognize things like On the Boardwalk. But it's in a different way. It's completely transformed, and that's the genius of Talib Peterson, that he was able to take the songs that people know and recognize. So I think the audiences will immediately fall in love with the music, even though they've never heard it before.
Oh, man. And for you as a musical director, this must be such a treat to be getting stuck in with all of this. And, of course, you've got fantastic live musicians bringing this to life as well. Am I right?
Yes, we're very proud of our band because most schools who do productions hire in musicians to come and play and perform for them. We are so fortunate that we've got talented musicians in our school. And all of our brass and the saxophone, they're all schoolboys who are going to be playing along. And in all the adults in the band are teachers at Kersney College. So we've had to search no further than our own school and our own music department, and we're very proud of that. And I think the band is it's sounding hot at the moment. We've been rehearsing, and we're really a tight little outfit.
Wow, the Kersney College House Band. You might be getting booked to play a few engagements after this run of...
Well, we've certainly got enough repertoire, I'll tell you that, after this show. We can keep going for 2 hours.
Incredible stuff. Wow, look, if you're a music lover, if you're a lover of live musical productions and local musical productions at that, you can't not get yourself a ticket for Cut and the Kings, presented proudly by Kersney College. As I said, quicket.co.za, that is the place to get your tickets right now. Otherwise, head on over to the Kersney College website, kersney.com/college, and you'll be able to find the links to get yourself all ticketed up, because for a limited engagement, this is the hottest ticket in town, and you really, really want to be there, sitting on the right seating in Henderson Hall. And wow, Bernard, thanks so much for giving us just a little peek behind the curtain as we build up towards opening night. So wishing you and the whole team involved, the cast, the crew, nothing but the best. Break a leg, as they say. Break two.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to entertaining you all.
Thanks so much, Bernard. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, and playing out with another number from the production. Here's Laguna from Gut and the Kings.